edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and thanks so much for joining us today. If you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, then you're in the right place. On the Small Business Matters show, we have information and guest interviews that focus on you and the things that matter to you and your business. I help small business owners go from owning a job to running a business by running their operations more efficiently and systematically. I'm really excited about today's call. I have a special guest with me, Cindy Malberg from Women in the Mix, and she brings a whole new perspective to women when they are in the thick of life and they are juggling lots of different things going on in their life, and she's going to share with us how we can thrive and not just survive. So it is my pleasure to introduce Cindy Malberg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
And I'm really excited to hear about Women in the Mix and what this is all about. So give us an overview of what that is.
Absolutely. Well, Women in the Mix is a company that is dedicated to creating information and content resources for women who are seeking to thrive in their work-life mix, meaning women who care about having a meaningful life outside of work as well as having meaningful work. And this venture was really born from a personal passion of mine because I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, and I really had this idea growing up that if you were going to be a successful businesswoman like my mom, that you really had to choose work or family. And so there really was not a idea of having it all in my family growing up. It was actually, if you want to be a successful business person, then you've got to give your entire life to it. And that was something that was very unsettling for me because I grew up in this environment where I saw so many other people and friends specifically who seemed to have these very strong family foundations and close-knit families. And while I had good relationships with my parents and my mom growing up, it always felt like there was a big dichotomy between the two. And so as I recently started my own family about 3 years ago, I was very determined to seek out other women and other resources to understand, is it possible to thrive in both your life outside of work as well as in your work? And so that's what Women in the Mix is really about, is to share that information, to share best practices, to connect with a community of like-minded women, and to explore this journey together.
That's so important because I can completely relate to being in the thick of a career and not being able to see outside of that and forgetting that you need to take care of yourself and continue to enjoy things you love to do and stay in touch with friends and spend quality time with family. It's challenging when you're so dedicated to one thing to be able to spread yourself out to other things.
Exactly. And that's where the concept of mix really comes in, because we find that the concept of work-life balance really suggests that there's life on one side and there's work on the other side. But the idea of mix means that there are not those clear boundaries. And so I have learned and I have seen from many, many women and men who I find are truly thriving in their work-life mix that they have a much more integrated approach to viewing their life. They don't necessarily see work going up to 80% and then maybe trying to squeeze 20% in the rest of their life, but maybe they think of it more as a fluid blend of different components, and sometimes work will take up a larger component. Sometimes responsibilities to family members will take up a larger amount. Sometimes you may be training for a triathlon, and that may be taking a greater amount of time. But the key is to really think about how do the components of my work life, of your work life, really flow together, and how to try to minimize some of those transitions so that you can really live a more authentic and integrated and ultimately satisfying life.
you used a very interesting word, and that is transition. So when you say that, I'm imagining driving home from work, transitioning from my work self to my home self, and then driving to the gym and now transitioning to my athletic self. And really what you're suggesting with the word mix is it's just all fluid.
That's exactly right. So that means that maybe when you are your work self, when you're at work and you're talking to a client or engaging with a colleague, to make it a point to bring in and to share something more personal, something that, maybe something that's going on with your family. And I'm not saying to, air all of your dirty laundry or anything, but I mean more in a way that makes your life more authentic, so that even in your own skin, as you're talking to your colleague or your client about your work issues, maybe just throwing in a little personal fact so that you're sort of keeping all of the components of what's important to you at the forefront, rather than feeling like you have to be one person when you're engaging with one type of person and another person when you're engaging with a different type of person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to remind our listeners, you're listening to Small Business Matters, a podcast for business owners. I'm Leanne Zaharovich with Align Performance, and I'm here with Cindy Malberg of Women in the Mix, and we're talking about having a mix in your life instead of a balance. And Cindy, I know that you recently went away for a week. You had a business trip, and you left behind two children and your family, and that's a big fear, I think, for some people that I talk to is how can I possibly leave my one-year-old who's still nursing and take care of business? So tell me about that experience.
Well, it certainly was not an easy one. And so I would say that for all of the people who have fears about doing that, I would say that it is not easy, but it is worth it. And it took a lot of pre-planning and organization and teamwork. So I knew about this trip quite far in advance over the summer. And so I was able to start to take steps logistically within our family to transition my nursing baby to ensure that he could have food from other sources than just me. And also coordinating within our family and just ensuring that all of the logistics were in place as well. And then also just speaking to my older son who could understand about the fact that mommy would be away and at work, but that, I'd be coming back. And I think that talking about easing the transitions, I think that it's very important to speak to your children, even at a young age, about what you are doing both in and out of the home. Because I think that having their partnership and engagement in what I'm doing makes a big difference. And this is one of the things we do at Women in the Mix is we profile women, all different women, and with a focus on how they are actually managing their day-to-day work-life mix. And some of the women who have really resonated with me, they have said that as a working mom, that their children are truly proud of the fact that their mom is able to have work that she really cares about outside of the home, and it's really enhanced the quality of their relationships throughout their child-rearing days. And so I've really carried that, some of those lessons into how I approach my parenting and the logistics, with my husband and all of the extended team members that we had helping us out.
I love that you call it a team and your family is a team, and you have to support each other and know what the other player on your team is doing, and making them feel comfortable with your decision. And I think that's great. Now, is there anything about your background that you wanted to share with us, that any more detail you want to provide about how you created Women in the Mix? Or why?
Sure. Well, so my background is as a corporate lawyer. That is what I was trained to do, and that was my job and the work that I did before I had children. So I was working very intense hours, 100 plus hours a week, and 7 days a week often. And so I had a very, very, very intense job. And I think that intense job is probably indicative of my own personality and the desire to constantly be learning and using using my brain. And so when I became a mom myself, I really realized how important it was to me to have a business that was really an expression of all that I believe in and all that I aspire to do. And so Women in the Mix really became born, was really born from a personal passion. And my business partner, Nicole Sewell, had a similar story as a former lawyer who became a full-time stay-at-home mom when her oldest son was born. And after getting to the point where all of her children are in full-time school, she really wanted to have some work outside of the home that she could call her own. And so that's how we really came together, was this passion to help other women who value and want to be very present for their families, but also really would like to have meaningful work and be able to use their professional skill set and interests to help other people.
Boy, meaningful work is, I'm hearing the core of it, and having something that you believe in and is something that serves people outside of yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time, so let's do one tip for your favorite tip for women who are involved in lots of different things, have a lot going on in their life. What would be one thing that you could offer them to help thrive, not just survive?
The one tip that I would offer is to make an effort to integrate your calendar and to-do list. So as we were talking about easing transitions and integrating life, I think on a very practical level, that means having a master calendar and also a master to-do list, where it's not a work list and a family list and a recreational list or calendars, but to bring that all together, because what that enables you to do is to really see where all of the competing demands on your time are, and it really enables you to prioritize, because then you can really fit together the things that you have to do. And I've seen that when women are able to do that and really integrate the different components of their life on this very practical level, it reduces the tension and the stress levels and really enables us to be much more productive and effective across all of the different roles that we have in our lives.
That's a great tip. I love it, integrating everything. Now, how can people get a hold of you, and what's your website?
We can be found at womeninthemix.com. That's womeninthemix.com. We also are active on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and we have a bi-weekly newsletter that we send for free, which has all of our great tips and insight from the current 2 weeks. We profile a new woman every 2 weeks, as well as blog posts and tips for efficiency and perspective and lots of great information. So please make sure to check us out.
That's great. Women in the Mix, sign up for the newsletter. I get it, and I enjoy receiving that, so thank you. Cindy, it has been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll have you on the show again. You've been listening to Small Business Matters with Leanne Zaharovich from Aligned Performance. You can get a link to this show as well as past shows, articles, upcoming events on our website, alignedperformance.com. Make it a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.